Troublesome nigga. Troublesome 19 motherfucking 96.
Aaron's weird shit in 10 minutes.
Minutes and methods label me a lethal weapon, making niggas die witness and breathless imperfections. Can you picture my specific plan to be the man in this wicked land?
Aaron's weird shit.
Scams are plotted over grams of rock. Outlaws, motherfuckers die by a random shot. We all die in the end, so revenge we swap. I was all about my ears, fuck friends.
Aaron's weird shit. Aaron's weird shit in 10 minutes.
Cut away, my mentality is ghetto. A gorilla in this criminal war, we all rebels. Death before designer, bet I bomb on them first. Niggas knew we came for murder, pulling up in a hearse. West side was the war cry, busting on freely, screaming fuck all y'all niggas in Swahili. Pistol packing fresh out of jail, I ain't going back. Release me to the care of my heartless trap. Say my name 3 times like Candyman. Bet I roll on your ass like an avalanche. A soul survivor, learn to get high and pull dry.
Aaron's weird shit in 5 minutes.
Hearing thoughts of my enemies bleeding, please. Bustin' ass motherfuckers tried to flee. Picture me letting this chump survive. Ran up on his ass when I dumped him down. Cause I'm troublesome. Young, strapped, and I don't give a fuck. I'm homeless. I live a thug life, losing my focus, baby. I'm troublesome. Bad boy killer. There is no one realer. What you saw was the rough, rugged, and raw. Outlaw. Murder, murder, my mind state. Shit ain't changed since my last rhyme. The crime rate ain't declined. Niggas busting shots like they lost their mind. Like 25 to life, never cost they mind. Tell me young nigga never learned a thing. Dead at 13 cause he yearned to bang. Sent a lot of flowers, but how could I cry? Tried to warn a little nigga either stop or die. Mercy is for the weak, when I speak I scream. Afraid to sleep, I'm having crazy dreams. Vivid pictures of my enemies. God forgive me cause it's wrong, but I plan to die. He did take me in heaven and understand I wasn't cheap. Did the best I could, raised in insanity. Or send me to hell cause I ain't begging for my life. Ain't nothing worse than this cursed ass hopeless life. I'm troublesome. In your wildest dreams you couldn't picture a nigga like me. I'm troublesome.
Aaron's weird shit, very soon.
Troublesome. You know what time it is, the outlaw click. Young, rugged, and sick. Machiavelli, the Don, the boss, all bosses. Mussolini, Idi Amin, Hussein Fatal, Gaddafi, Castro, Napoleon, Bo Nitti. We ain't fucking around.
You rip. Sorry about that poor transition. The computer is too slow. Aaron's weird shit in a few minutes.
Untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass can be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean mean money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like I robbed Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Aaron's weird shit in 1 minute. Actually, let's just wait till the song ends.
It's
so tight. The Bay Area and back down. Do we know what time it is? I think it's 7 o'clock. That's right, ambiguous man. Thank you. That means it's time for one thing. Aaron's Weird Shit. How dramatic. 7 o'clock, everybody. That means it's time for Aaron's Weird Shit, like I said earlier. Thanks for tuning in. I am Aaron, your host of Aaron's Weird Shit. Obviously, the number here is 2330, so feel free to call in and we'll talk. Hope everything's working. Hope everybody can hear me, because if not, that would be a shame. Let's start off with something on everybody's mind. Nude priests. That's right. A former priest in Argentina has agreed to pose naked for a gay magazine after coming out of the closet. Andres Chiani, who's 32, has accepted an offer to pose for South American gay magazine Imperio G. Diario Uno newspaper report that he will be featured in street clothes, underwear, and that's right, folks, totally naked. After going public with his homosexuality, Mr. Chiani left the church and moved from his hometown of Mendoza to Buenos Aires. Mr. Chiani, who now works as a barman in a gay club, said, "I met a man through the internet, and I didn't want to live a double life." He has also found a publisher for a book he is writing about his experiences in the church and the Buenos Aires gay scene. You see, folks, That's what's wrong with religion. Okay, I'm just going to take this moment to attack religion. Okay, people are gay, people are straight, people are black, people are white, people are green, and some people are retarded. And religion hates everybody. So why would you want to be a part of anything like that? I mean, first of all, let's think about why religion exists. Okay, it's a long time ago, millions of years ago. But let's say you've got a very large civilization of people, right? Okay, and you need to control them somehow. Okay, you're the government, or whatever there is of a government, okay? And, you know, there's no proof of anything, you know, you're a bunch of Stone Age idiots. And you have a large group of people. Now, you need to control this group of people, because if not, there's chaos. And with chaos comes a lot of bad shit. So you need to control this group of people. Well, what better to control a large group of people than to make them afraid of some omnipotent force, some person who could destroy them all and who's vengeful if they don't obey his laws. Now, most of the law, I don't want to say laws, but most of the teachings of the Bible and whatnot are good, right? I mean, they're supposed to be good morals. I mean, obviously a lot of them are very questionable now, but the point was they were supposed to make good people. And if these people didn't follow these laws that this quote-unquote God set forth, then they were going to be, you know, sent to hell or, you know, sent to McDonald's to make eat the fries or whatever they make you do when you disobey the Ten Commandments. I think it was a great conspiracy by a group of people to control an even larger group of people to make them afraid of someone more powerful than them. See, I am more powerful than most humans, and most humans are afraid of me. It's the same principle. Any deity that, I mean, okay, let's think about this. I'm a person of science. There's just no possible way. There's no room in science, in mathematics, in reality, for there to be an omnipotent being anywhere remotely close to this universe, in this dimension. It just isn't possible. It breaks every law that everything is based on, okay? The reason why you're standing on the ground and not flying away in space is because laws of gravity. The reason why you can't put your hand through a piece of wood is innate physics. This is all part of life. If you were to break all these laws, then you could have a god of some kind. I mean, now I'm not a type of person to say, I like to believe in some weird shit. That's why I have this show. So, you know, I know that we're part of something greater, but it's just stupid to follow a guy with a beard, you know, and a cross. And I get offended, you know, I'm supposed to be Jewish here, you know, I don't want to go to the, you know, 9/11 fucking the ground zero and see a goddamn cross. You know, there's no Star of David there. Okay. There's no Gish. There's no, what about the Hare Krishnas? You know, there's no symbol for them to worship. So I guess only Christians are allowed, you know, to have God on their side. It's ridiculous, folks. If you're smart, you'll get yourself out of any religion, because they can also be, you know, inhibiting. They can keep you from having a lot of fun, such as premarital sex, drinking alcohol, smoking a little weed now and again. You know, I mean, it's okay to follow religion. It's perfectly fine to have morals and values, but it's just very, very difficult for me to imagine. I just don't like the idea that there's someone out there who can kick my ass. Okay, I don't want no one out there can kick my ass. I can kick my own ass. You know, maybe my older brother can kick my ass, but no one else can kick my ass. Okay, no God or anything like that. I'm sorry if I offended anybody. That's why I said everything. So I offended you. I hope you're offended. Call me 2330.